Tell us then about your grade school again, then, where you went to grade school.
Well, that was in Slick. That was when my mom had me in the boarding school so that I would be close. You know, I was young. I would be close. I wouldn't have to go a long ways. So I would be in walking distance of the school. There was a little old lady there. And I remember, I don't know where she came from, but she was like, you know, she kept girls. We would all have to come in, and she had a big, long table, and we had to sit at the table, and we had to do just, you know, you don't do this. And she was one of those. That's what I remember about her. She was so prissy and so ladylike.
You would have been 6, 7 years old?
Yes,
then?
I would have been 6, 7. I was there until I went to Bristow. I was there until about in the sixth grade.
But then that wasn't year-round. That was just during school, right?
Yeah, that was.
And then you'd come home in the summertime.
Yeah. And, of course, when I came home in the summertime, it was fun and games. And the interesting thing is, near our home, there was a white couple, and they had a daughter. We used to meet. Our homes were not far apart. Mm-hmm. We played together all the time. And the thing I remembered about, and I think her name was Mabel, she was always wanting her hair to look like mine. Of course, she had long blonde.
She wanted black hair.
And I had long hair, too. But it was not like hers. And she was always wanting her hair to look like mine. I remember that.
Yeah.
And I often wonder whatever happened.
So she was the only white family.
Oh, my brothers, there was a young man there who used to come and play marbles with my brothers all the time. See, apparently, the idea of black and white didn't even register with us, with these families, because we were just friends.
Economically of the same level, I suppose.
Yeah, too, exactly. That's exactly what that amounted to. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember back then, what did you have for breakfast? What did you eat?
Well, my mama made biscuits. In the country, you had biscuits and gravy, and we did rice. And
sometimes she cooked rabbit, didn't she?
That's when they were hunting. You didn't cook that for breakfast. But, you know, sometimes we had chickens because you had chickens all the time. That was a meat that you always had because you had plenty of chickens and you had your own eggs, you know.
But she cooked a heavy breakfast.
Oh, yeah. They used to eat a lot. But with boys, you know, you have to have a lot of food. I don't know how she did. I look back at that.
So when you look back on the boarding school, was that a good experience for you?
Yes, it was. And, of course, it was a funny thing because she was such a...
She was Miss Manners, maybe?
Oh, yes, yes.
Miss Manners. Mother sent us to Miss Manners School, but it didn't work.
But I think all of that helps. You know, at the time, you don't think too much about it, and you think that this is a lot of nonsense. But all of this helps to develop you.